I selected And So It Goes because Rob Reiner has directed some of my favorites, and writer Mark Andrus did such a fun job with Something's Gotta Give, also starring Diane Keaton. Reiner directed Michael Douglas in American President, but had never worked with Keaton, and this was a great vehicle for both of them. These Oscar-winning actors play characters who have lost spouses and are finding their way through life alone, until they find each other. Filmed mostly on location in Connecticut, Douglas plays Orrin Little, a rather unlikable realtor on a mission to sell his own overpriced home so he can escape to the woods of Vermont, where he doesn't have to deal with the world, and vice versa. His plan is disrupted when he temporarily inherits a granddaughter he didn't even know existed, forcing him to reconnect with the people around him, one of them being next-door neighbor Leah, played by Keaton. Keaton, who always seems to play a version of her real self no matter what movie she's in, jumped at this role for four reasons. She never played opposite Michael Douglas before, and he was on her list. Number two, she loved the script. And number three, after growing up hoping to star in musical comedies, she finally got the chance to sing. And last but not least, she loved the fact that at age 68, she got to be in a romantic comedy where she is the one who gets to kiss the guy. A lovely rendition of Both Sides Now opens the film, and I wondered if it was Keaton, but it was Judy Collins. Keaton does sing all or part of five songs during the movie and does a great job. Although the story felt a bit contrived, I was still entertained, as were the Park City viewers sitting around me. We all laughed in the appropriate places and voiced positive comments as the credits rolled. The film, released July 25th, has gotten mixed reviews from critics and online reviewers. I wasn't expecting this film to surpass Reiner's masterpiece rom-com When Harry Met Sally, and it didn't, but I think the critics are being unnecessarily harsh. Don't let them totally scare you away. And So It Goes is 1 hour and 34 minutes long, rated PG-13 for sexual references and drug elements. This is Barbara Bretz with the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Utah Film Center. See you at the movies.